You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon. Crazy's Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo. My cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, it is In the Conversation. This is Damian Lemon. I'm on the microphone right here. On my right-hand side, I got no one. Vladimir Camaño is not in the conversation this week.
But he's doing it big, though.
Doing it super big. We'll find out a little bit more. Yes. But on my left-hand side,
Ali Muhammad.
Ali, what's cracking?
In the conversation.
What's good with you, man?
Oh, man, we out here, man, you know. Working and doing our thing and shit, chilling. Happy to be here in the conversation with you.
God, well, thank you, brother. Owning the summer.
Owning the summer. You know what I'm saying? Finished Ramadan. Got out.
I see you living life.
Hey, man, we living life, man. Hey,
breaking fast.
Like we eating and drinking.
Like
we good money.
Bacon.
All in the daytime.
That's what's up. That's what's
somebody
up.
Else said something about, I ran into somebody I know in the bodega.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said I was about to break fast. He was like, oh, man, I didn't know, you know, you was
He was Muslim?
Yeah, he was like, you know, I didn't know you was practicing or whatever. And I was like, yeah, you know, I've been doing this since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, I was like, yeah, it's coming down to the last couple of days. And he's like, oh, yeah, shit, then you be eating bacon.
You don't get it.
I was offended.
Well, he was like, motherfucker, I told you I'm a real Muslim.
You know what I'm saying? Like
this
even,
ain't for play. Man.
Even still, I ain't never ate no poke.
I guess he didn't really understand the true. He might have thought that you was taking a fast from Brooklyn. He might not really understand what it is to be. Was he Muslim?
Nah, he was being slick out the mouth.
Oh, you think he was being slick?
Yeah, he was being slick.
So you
out
felt
the
like
mouth.
That was a disrespect?
It was a total disrespect.
Direct disrespect to your religion.
It wasn't not even just to my religion, to me myself personally.
Why? Because he assumed that you don't have the constitution to not eat pork?
I guess. You know what I'm saying? Just to even put pork on the table. Why would you even put that on the table?
Because you never see, but the thing is, you've never had pork.
Right.
See, that's they gotta understand that, Pop. You like we like he don't really you like how you might have felt disrespected. You don't understand what pork is about, man. You know what I'm saying? Like you ain't never had that in your life, so you really can't speak to it. Just that's a whole different conversation, brother.
I just thought it was a knock at my constitution. That's all.
It might have been. Maybe he ain't have much of a constitution.
I don't know, man.
Well, maybe he was just trying to show you. Listen, man. Whew. That pork out there is something.
I had to go pray in my head a little bit down.
He was like, Allah, don't let me strike this, man.
All in the bodega.
In the bodega where they... Some bodegas don't even sell pork.
Yeah, and this was one of those bodegas. Yeah. This was that bodega.
I felt a little disrespected by that. So you ain't got pork, but now we got beef bacon. Or turkey bacon. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
We're going to go pork. That's that. Those are like, I think that's a... You know, because I like, my family, my family's from the South.
Mm-hmm.
So we like Southern Negroes who fuck with the pork.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? But now New York, especially New York, like 80s and, you know, like 90s and shit like that. It was definitely a no pork on my fork movement.
No doubt.
What I mean? A lot of five percenters, a lot of, it wasn't really big, like in the Muslim thing where it was like, I don't eat pork because of religious reasons. It was more of like, I don't eat pork, kind of like, I'm a 5%, I don't fuck with this, or I don't fuck with swine.
Everybody was getting, they were staying woke.
It was a real, and it was a judgment. It was a judgment call when they found, oh, nigga, you, because it's not, you eat pork. So, nigga, you eat swine? That's what you, nigga, I didn't know you eat swine. And it's a judgment. It's like, so I love when a motherfucker that do eat pork be around me. Because we could talk that real shit.
Nah, I was on Facebook the other day, and Josin from Until I Get Married, he was celebrating his birthday.
Shout out to that man. He's a listener.
No doubt. We're going to have him up here.
Okay.
No doubt. But I was on his page, and it was his birthday, and he had a full pig.
Aggressive.
Oh, he was real aggressive. And he was like, that's what he, you know what I'm saying?
Celebrate every birthday?
Not every birthday, but this birthday, he wanted a full pig roasted on a pit. You know what I'm saying? And he did. And he was like, he brought He broke it down. He was like, and that was the most succulent swine I ever had.
Succulent swine. That shit sound crazy.
I had to keep scrolling.
He was like, you ain't even want to touch that. God forbid you like that.
It wasn't even your whole shit.
It
wasn't even no judgment or nothing, but when you never experienced it.
You couldn't even understand it.
It was alien. It was like, damn, that's crazy.
I can't understand. But let me ask you this. Is there... Because I know that it's a religious thing that you don't even pull, but you know I've heard people that practice Islam they say that's haram, yeah. Like or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like so there is what is the case against pork in Islam? Like what why do you not eat pork? What do they tell you? Do they talk down on the pig or do they just say
in the writings it says you don't eat hoofed animals. You know what I'm saying? Off the rip. So a pig has the hooves. So you know what I'm saying? That's off the riff. Cow. And then it's like
when a cow got hooves?
Not that kind.
Now we getting hoof specific. You see this shit? It's a hoof. That's not a wait. Yeah,
it's a hoof.
What's the difference?
But and then it goes on to say how nasty the pig is and don't clean itself and blah, 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 skin and third. But at the end of the day, it's gonna boil down to, you know what I'm saying, what your specific constitution is gonna say, you know what I'm saying, and what you gonna do, you know what I'm saying, because at the same time I'm gonna drink a Heineken, you know what I'm saying, that's haram, you know what I'm saying, so at the same time, I that's
haram
you
if
do
you
that.
Do haram if you don't,
exactly,
huh?
So you know what I'm saying,
I think we got a
but,
title,
no. But at the nah, nah, please.
No, man. We don't need that type of life.
We don't need that lobster. We don't need that.
I don't even know. But, look at that shit.
But you know what I'm saying? It's just, that's something that I've never been, you know what I'm saying? I never ate it. You know what I'm saying? My grandma, my whole family eat pork inside of my immediates. You know what I'm saying? So you go to grandma's house and it'll be, you know, you go over there with the mission. Like, you don't eat pork, so, you know, that's it. So you go there, grandma making some pork chops. And she like, well, you know, here's your dinner. You like, well, we don't eat pork. I'm speaking for me and my little sister.
So you second generation Muslim?
Nah, first.
Pops
converted. Pops converted.
Okay, so you first. Okay, I'm first. All right, Kate.
So grandma had a pork chops, and then she'd put them out, and I'd be like, we don't eat pork, speaking for me and my little sister.
Yeah.
And then she'd be like, what? You don't eat pork? Uh-huh. Well, if you don't eat pork, then you ain't going to eat. Uh-huh. Then I was like, well, we ain't going to eat. And then, so, you know, it's been part of my life, you know what I'm saying? So you had to stand strong and just be, okay, as a kid, you know what I'm saying? So
anytime somebody say anything pork related, you feel like they trying you a little bit.
No, not that they're trying you at all. I didn't feel like my grandma was trying me. She was doing what she do.
Yeah, being a grandmother.
But at the same time, I know we couldn't do it.
But she was trying you, because I've had this at my house. Because I would go away in college and shit, get enlightened for a semester, come back, say, you know, I don't fuck with pork. I don't do that no more. And then, you know, it would be a whole lot of, you know what I mean? A lot of fucking minister jokes. You know what I'm saying? A lot of little, so now you going to the mosque now. You know, we had a lot of Muslim insensitivity when it comes to pork attacks.
You know what I'm saying?
Because they cook the pork. Like, my sister would cook something that's got pork in it. I'm like, it's got pork in it. She's like, oh, you don't eat pork now? And it wouldn't. My constitution ain't like yours. That shit would last, like, 4 or 5 months. Then I fuck around and have some pepperoni or the pizza, and I'd be right back.
No doubt. So you know, once you put your chest out and say you don't eat pork, and your grandma, you know what I'm saying, she fussed you for a minute, like,
I can't believe this. I don't know why your mom and them did that to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She grew up eating pork and ain't killed her. Mm-hmm.
And then so then, you know, that'll last for about 10 minutes, and then she'll come around, she'll fix something different for you.
Yeah.
Put it over there, then you feel like, okay, damn, I did the right thing. You know what I'm saying? You feel
stood your ground.
You feel kinda strong, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so, you know, that's always just been part of, you know what I'm saying, what I did from a kid. So, you know, that's all.
You ever had any curiosity as to what it tastes like?
No doubt. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You ever got close?
Yeah.
How close? Have you ever had it by mistake? You're like, oh, shit, I think I might have had some pork by mistake.
Probably, but I don't recall. But, you know what I'm saying, high school, always the worst. You be around, y'all on your own. You with your boys and got some girls around, y'all order a pizza and shit.
Uh-huh.
And then be like, well, I don't eat pork. Then everybody, all right, then shit, we'll get half pepperoni, half mushroom or whatever. And then the pizza come.
It's all pepperoni.
No, it's half and half. But then all the same motherfuckers who had all the fucking jokes
when he
grabbed from the motherfucking mushroom side of the pizza. So now you left with one slice, then the whole half of the pepperoni slide still shining.
Looking like sin.
They like, you could just take it off. And you be like, I might want to take them off. But then you be like, nah, I ain't going to do it. Fuck all y'all.
Yeah, you better than me, Pop. Salute. Salute. That's what's up. I know people that'll go as far as, like, when they go to the deli, they say, yo, have y'all cut ham on that? Because I don't want nothing on that.
I be like that, too. Yeah. Like a lot of like when you go to the grocery store, if they cut the meat and the cheese on the same one, I just won't get no cheese.
Damn,
you know what I'm saying? Because I've seen them actually cut a pork.
Oh yeah,
see, and then put the cheese right on behind it. Oh, yeah. Lord. They don't even wipe it off, wipe it down, nothing. Mm.
Yeah, because most places don't have two slices.
Some places do.
Grocery stores have two slices, but like a corner store, they got that one slice that they making the shit with.
If you go there, that's why you go to the ones that do no swine.
Exactly, because then you ain't got to worry.
You know, it's the one closest to me, they swine time.
Yeah. Like, well, they few and far between now. I found one that was close to me that sold pork, and it was exciting. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, they really about that life. They had a real whole deli.
And he a Muslim dude, and he had a whole block smelling like bacon in the morning.
Damn, really?
Yeah, he That's had a whole block.
That money must be something.
But then, you know, the other spot down the way, they got the beef bacon.
Speaking of beef, what's up with Action Bronson? Well, we got to talk about this again.
Return of Ghost.
That shit that escalated, man.
Yeah. He laid out his manifesto.
Let's talk about that, because first of all, if y'all haven't seen it, we're going to put that shit up on the Facebook fan page. I'm sure you've seen it by now.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But Ghostface has some words for Action Bronson after Action Bronson said some things about him.
He said, Ghost ain't right like this no more.
Yeah, kind of shit it on him.
Being hip-hop,
because that's the bigger conversation. But then Ghost came with some threats for him.
Some aggressive threats
over a good old Teddy Pendergrass in the background.
No doubt.
Which is vintage Ghostface. Because I honestly knew I fucked with Teddy P, but I don't think I appreciated Teddy P until fucking Ghostface is one of them rappers that'll make you say, yo, let me go back and listen to Teddy P.
Nah, Ghost definitely going to dig in the crates for
you. He a grown-ass man.
Yeah, he go ahead and give it to you like your auntie now.
My favorite line from the shit is, he said, this ain't no white or black shit, my nigga. I love that line because it was real shit. But this is my question about the whole thing. Was what Action Bronson said outrageous because he's a white man, or is because Ghostface is a legend? Because my thing is, hip-hop, you supposed to think you better than everybody.
Right, but in that particular case, since Bronson been out, his people been saying, oh, you trying to sound like Ghost.
And I go ahead.
And Ghost has giving him the pass. I've seen him give him the pass.
Yeah, everybody seen it.
You know what I'm saying? All right, man, maybe God gave you that voice. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I done heard
a couple times.
He's like, I done heard him and thought it was me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So Ghost done gave him a pass. So that's already the olive branch, the extension of goodwill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I allow you to be on this block.
Yeah, nah, I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? But to say, it's hip hop to say, okay, yeah, Ghost did his thing, I'm doing mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right now doing my thing.
Yeah.
But he actually put Ghost's name in his mouth and was like, Ghost ain't writing like this no more. Which was to say, his pen ain't strong no more. He done fell off. I'm the motherfucker right now.
Uh-huh.
That's disrespectful.
Is he saying that Ghost fell off, or is he saying that Ghost ain't fucking with him?
Both.
What was the second part? Because he said another thing that was like the insult to injury, where he was like, he got his house phone on in the podcast, but he said he ain't writing like this no more, which was already like, yeah. And then he said something else, this is my thing. I felt like I've been talking to people about this, because the thing about this whole Bronson Ghostface beef is most people like both of them. You know, and the funny point that Ghost made. He was like, well, shit, my fans was your fans. My fans, your fans was my fans before they was your fans. You inherited my fans, Nick, which is interesting. And it might have some truth to it. But I do feel like they do have totally different, subject matter. If you get deeper into it.
Nah, no doubt.
And I kind of felt like this was inevitable. You know, because they were both, Ghost was already, you know, and he kind of said it in the video, he had to recall back to the whole Raekwon shit. I don't want a nigga sounding like me.
Right.
Get your own shit. Get your own style.
Right.
You know, and I think Bronson has his own style, but I do think that his vocals, his voice, unfortunately, definitely sounds very Ghostface.
And some of his cadences, even though the subject is totally different, he's mm-hmm. saying different things. His cadence,
delivery, really, and all that is sound, very ghostish.
Very ghosty. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But then for somebody to keep telling you, yo, you know,
every day,
you know, it's like even if as you get old, you know, you look just like your father. You know, you look. Don't he look just like his? Don't he look just like his daddy? I swear, look at you. What, you got some new shoes on? You look just, your daddy used to wear new shoes. Look at you, why? After a while, you're going to be like, Graham, no disrespect, but I'm doing me, but I'm me. Daddy is daddy.
Daddy ain't never wear no shoes like this.
Come on, daddy ain't never been this fly.
He ain't rocking shoes like this no more.
It's my time.
Your daddy might smack fire out your mouth. What?
But at some point, you got to step out the shadow. You can't right. stay in the shadow. You can't, like, it felt like that was, this. It's not like this is his first or second, but to be fair, like you said, the delivery is similar, you know, and not even just the vocal tone, it's the cadence, the delivery. So it is that, you know, and that's a strong argument that I have to, you know, I definitely have to say, yeah, they definitely sound very straight. They definitely sound very similar. Mm-hmm. However, if you, four or five projects in, and motherfuckers are still saying that, it's almost like you don't really pay attention to what I'm
right.
doing.
You ain't changing it up at all.
Yeah. It was bound to happen because they both was practicing diplomacy. Mm-hmm. And diplomacy is very rare in hip-hop. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, it's an interesting moment. But, you know, fuck it. Let's go see what happens. So Action Bronson apologized again.
Oh, yeah. After he deleted the tweets?
After he deleted the tweets, and he apologized again. I didn't see the deleted tweets. Yeah. I heard about it.
But I just saw it on the Ghostface joint.
Yeah, but then he apologized again, and then they revoked. I guess Ghostface did a performance somewhere, I think at Urban Plaza somewhere last night, and mm-hmm. they revoked. Was like, yo, do you accept his apologies?
No.
Was like, no. And I'm, that was
I'm
the whole.
I'm going to ride this out. Shit, y'all motherfuckers paying me some attention this week.
Damn.
And I'm gonna ride this shit out. I'm gonna drag this shit out.
That's an interesting. All right. Well, all right. Let's get all the way into this because that is another point that Ghost made that I do agree with. Ghost started listing catalog. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no Supreme clientele. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no Iron Man. No, you ain't got no Wonderful Wizards. You know, Action got some joints. He got some good albums. I don't think he got that classic. He don't have that Supreme clientele.
Nah.
He don't have that. He ain't never had that big.
I mean,
that big record. That it didn't even got to be a radio record, but that big record that transcended underground, where every like becomes a net. Like if you look at fucking Supreme clientele, you had Shay Shay LaGhost.
Right.
Which was a club record. It was a club banger, but it was still very Ghostface. So it wasn't like he had to compromise. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, even he ain't even named Cuban Lynx, and you know what I'm saying? It's just Ghost was part of a bigger movement that affected culture in a way that Bronson ain't even scratched the surface.
It influenced Bronson.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It influenced culture. I mean,
yeah, it's like Beatle.
Wu-Tang T-shirts is like the gentrification. Bat signal.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Right now, to this day. You know what I'm saying?
White man in a Wu-Tang t-shirt. You know
I was in Food Town in Bed-Stuy 2 days ago.
Yeah.
White girl pushing the baby with the Wu-Tang shirt on.
Let you know it's all good.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's like it's a BMW that a white person drive in Fort Greene, in Clinton Hill.
Always playing Wu.
that say, you know what I'm saying, RIPODB. That's their tag.
Wow.
That's their vanity tag.
That's kind of ill, though. Shout out to that motherfucker.
RIPODB. I got a picture of it. I'm going to put
slick.
It up.
That's slick.
It's like a BMW X5. Like, come on, man.
Go ahead, now.
Like Brunson ain't scratched the surface of affecting culture the way that Wu did and Ghost continued on, you know what I'm saying, and with the, you know, Only Built for Cuban Links and then all his solo joints and Supreme Clientele and being able to speak just all the way, you know what I'm saying, black vernacular, just, you know what I'm saying, just being Staten Island all the way to the fullest and still affect the globe the way he did, you know what I'm saying? That's not a lot of cats have done that, and, you know, Brunson ain't even there. So, you know, it's just, you know, it was disrespectful off the rip, but, you know what I'm saying, he hadn't done nothing that Ghost did yet. Mm. That's all. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Ghost got to stand up for himself. I can't sit here and fight for Ghost. But he, you know, he stood up on his Teddy P and gave it to him raw.
Like a grown-ass
like,
man.
Grown, like, that's brown liquor music he out there, you know, giving it to him.
Yeah. I think also, I mean, this is the thing, though. And it kind of brings me to the whole topic of, you know, aging gracefully,
mm-hmm.
right? Because Ghost is a different generation than Brunson, you could argue.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
Totally different generation.
Totally just totally different, not totally different fan base, but a more mature, older fan base. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And his music has switched up a bit. You know, like when they say Bronson sounds like Ghost, he kind of sounds like the older Ghost. Because if you listen to some of the new shit that he's been doing a lot more soulful shit with like Adrian Young and, you know, Bad Bad Not Good. You know, like him, smoother.
Him
you
and
know?
Snoop doing the same type of shit.
They evolving gracefully. It's a few people that could do that. And it's a, that's a tricky thing, man. Because I was thinking, you always say black don't crack. But I know a lot of motherfuckers that ain't age gracefully. Aging gracefully is a tough one because it's something to let go of that youth.
No doubt.
You know, when you young.
Especially when you known for being youthful.
When you, exactly. Well, that's the only thing you was, though. That's the one thing you had. That's the one thing you had going for you. You was a young motherfucker. You just starting.
Right.
You know, plus when you young, it's like you're marketed to. Mm-hmm. You know, like I see it most. Or one of the most striking places I see it in my life is when it comes down to hip hop, right? When we mm-hmm. talking about hip hop, and I was taping on Common Sense, and I'm kicking it with the young cats in the back, and it was like fucking Relly on Smash mm-hmm. and Tax Stone, they young cats like 30 and shit, they ain't young, but you know younger than me. And, you know, I'm a grown.
Like
a
little chilly laugh.
Yeah, like chill. You know what I'm saying? Like the young nigga, that the young cats, that ain't even young.
The youngish.
Youngest cats. But nigga Relly said, y'all, nigga say, yo, he's talking about who you listen to. And nigga's like, yo, you look like you listen to Jay Electronica. Nigga, I almost felt like how you felt when the dude was like, you about to get some pork? I fuck with Jay Electronica, but that shit just sounded like some slander, some ageist slander.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
I don't look like I listen to Future.
Yeah, no doubt.
But I definitely did go home and listen to Future. This is how I know I'm old, because I had to listen to Future, like, research.
You had the new one, or you?
I listened to his whole catalog. I better listen to some of his shit. But I was like, let me see what, because there's some motherfuckers that truly believe Future is that motherfucker right now.
He is, and his new shit is highly anticipated.
Yeah, have you heard it?
Not yet, but I'm interested to hear it now. I was with him. I was, you know what I'm saying? I was around some people yesterday.
His shit is hot. It's just like I could see what's hot about it, but it's like, you know how you listen to certain music, you be like, I kind of got to be outside to really.
You got to be outside.
That's for motherfuckers inside, because that's a different type of response. That Future's not headphone music.
Nah, that's
Jay Electronica's headphone music.
Yeah, you could get into it, Jay Elect. But I had one of them, you know what I'm saying, moments yesterday.
Uh-huh.
we was shooting out in Paterson, New Jersey with Mike Adams from the Indianapolis Colts. He had his brothers, you know what I'm saying, and his cousin came through. His cousin was like, you know, holding us down before he got there, like in the hood. Because, you know, Paterson is
it's wild out here.
It's the hood.
Yeah, I heard it's wild the shit out there.
That shit like Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got there early, and, you know, we was on the block, And then, you know, his cousin came through and he had us down in Big Swole, you know what I'm saying? You know, them working out, you know what I'm saying? You know, you around the NFL cat, you working out.
Hold us down. Yeah. Hood Sherpa.
Definitely a Hood Sherpa. Stay cool. That's exactly what he was.
Exactly. You need
that. So, you know what I'm saying? We did the introductions, you know, so we was with him all day, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So by about 30 minutes into it, you know what I'm saying, he took us around the block, and it was like, you know, like the spot, you know what I'm saying, a couple of old heads over there doing their thing, whatever. Mm-hmm. And everybody, he just kept calling me OG.
You know, he kept calling you OG.
He's like, "What's up, OG?"
You know he kept putting you. Yeah, he brought you over to the old head section.
Not the old head section, but just in his reference.
Yeah, his reverence. It was like OG.
Was OG. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. First time, I was like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Well, right. And then Mike came from, you know, the NFL cat. You know what I'm saying? We shooting him. Da, da, da. We get further in the day. Mm-hmm. And he was like, "All right, man. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate that, OG." OG. Yeah. These motherfuckers calling me old.
That's the kindest way. It's the kindest way.
And you know what I'm saying? You had to realize, yo, they in their 20s.
Yeah.
Not that they look like it, but they in their 20s.
Yeah. I mean, they look like they in their 20s. They just big than a motherfucker. They diesel 20-year-old motherfuckers. But, yeah. How you felt?
I felt like OG. You know what I'm saying? I'm Mr. Muhammad on the internet anyway, so, you know, I already get the, you know what I'm saying, the elder.
Sir.
The elder movement. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When you're out here on this internet, you elder than every motherfucking body.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? But it was just weird to hear it in real life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's better than sir.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely
sir is
than
the
sir.
Worst. Excuse me, sir. Whoa. Fuck out of here. Shout out to my man, Corey Fernandez, man. He has a funny joke where he says, like a young cat came up to him, was like something, called him sir. And he was like, what is the joke? Oh, man. Oh, now he was like, nigga, you show me respect. You say son, nigga. Some funny shit. I thought I fucked this joke up. I'm sorry. Sorry, Corey. I fucked up your joke, man. Corey Fernandez, very funny ass comedian, man. Y'all follow him on Twitter and YouTube so you can really see his shit him. Yeah, firsthand. You know how funny he is. But, yeah, man, you can't chase the waves. You got to you got to enjoy your wave and understand. Because the thing about, you know, you think about them cats that do age gracefully. I always think about, like, Dr. J. Mm-hmm. You know, when you always go with that, like, year after year they had that all-star game. And you see some of these great, you know, players from days past, they be looking washed. Mm-hmm. They just be out of there. And Dr. J always stay fresh.
Dr. J smooth.
You know what I mean? Cool, you know, got some cool shit or some mature grown shit, but not, it don't look terrible. He stayed in shape. Keep a nice cut. He looked like a threat still. You know what I'm saying? I think Kevin Durant moms came over there. Kevin looked a little nervous.
Like, hold up now, mom.
Please, Dr. J, don't fuck my moms.
Hold up, mom.
I looked up to you, my nigga. Please. I like that. I like when you kind of keep it cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new thing for hip hop, for the new hip, because hip hop is such that youth energy, that wild young energy that keeps it so urgent, that now that you got a different generation, it just, you know, you see cats doing it, like Snoop is doing it, cool. And it's a little bit of a transition out of, you still acknowledge hip hop, but it might not get as much play.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it was ironic. I was watching, I was up at BET the other day. Okay. And, I was in the lobby and they had on a Steve Harvey show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a while back. You know what I'm saying?
The old one. Okay.
Yeah, the one that the sitcom.
Back in the day, yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? You're looking at Steve, he looking young. And then on this particular show, he had Snoop and Puff on there.
Yeah.
And they looking mad young. Snoop looking like he was fresh. Like
Death Row, you know, like 14.
On his first album.
Back when he wasn't looking in the eye.
Right. He was like looking like he wasn't Uncle Snoop at that point. Mm-hmm. He looked like your cousin.
Young nephew.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when you look at him and Puff, they, you know, they both kept it, you know, they held it down, you know, keep themselves relevant, you know what I mean? But then, you know, in the news now, you got, like, Scarface.
Or did you see that photo of Slick Rick?
Why? What happened with Slick Rick?
Oh, man, I'm going to show this to you, man, while we talk. Keep going, though.
Scarface, you know what I'm saying? He had the health issues, you know what I'm saying? He had to bow out of the tour, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that hard living, boy, ain't good. Boy, you can't carry that gracefully.
Nah, it's tough.
You know what I'm saying? So what you talking about, Will?
It's a tough one when you yeah, you gotta take care of yourself, man. Drink some more water.
Slick Rick, the ruler.
Yeah, Slick Rick looking like an older dude. Got a little leprechaun.
Oh, dapper man. Damn, and piece. He posted this.
He
looked like he's sleek.
First of all, he said, I'm kicking it backstage before I hit the show. He looked like he mid-nap.
He looked like.
Which is kicking it when you get older. That is kicking it. But then he got all his hip-hop wares on because he's about to do a show.
Where's chains at?
He got his chains. He got a bunch of chains
that's
on.
That's only one. That's only two chains.
He got his new up. That's sleek. Platinum, I guess. They got an upgrade. You got to trade that gold.
What a big Gucci link, man.
And all of that shit might not.
That shit all dented up now.
Good. Who know? I don't know what's the deal.
Slick Rick was one of the freshest cats in the game.
He was. So it's like to see him get older, it's like it kind of attacks your own mortality. Like, shit.
And it's bad because he'd be on the mic, be like, Crumb.
He's the shit on. He was always better than everybody. But see, I fuck with, it's interesting. It's just interesting to see that.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get old.
Another thing I noticed, though, Fetty Wap might have opened the door for niggas with just one eye. You know, it's a lot of niggas that's taking
open
it.
The door for niggas.
No, but I'm saying, like, he don't rock a patch.
Right.
Fetty Wap is straight all the way. Listen,
Bushwick,
you got love
Bushwick
me or leave
Bill
me alone.
Didn't wear the patch at all. No, I mean, he wore it sometimes.
He wore it sometimes.
But he'll rock it without it, though.
Yeah. I wonder if that's going to be if the patch is going to be
you ain't real.
Be
you ain't
passe.
You ain't real if you got the patch off.
Did you embrace yourself? Nigga, take that patch off.
Take that patch off. Let them see that.
That's the name of the new Fetty Wap out. Take that patch off.
Fetty Wap he blew up so fast. Patterson. He ain't had time to get a patch.
Fuck that. I'll get the patch in a few.
No, that's like cats with. You know
he can't
like,
get the patch now.
With the crooked smiles and shit. Yeah. Like Nas with the chipped tooth.
Fab.
Fab. Yeah. Fab said, fuck it.
They gotta keep it 100. Pre-fang teeth.
Man.
Yeah, cats is getting older, man. It's just what those things, man.
Yeah, man, if you're lucky, you're gonna get old, man.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what old people say. But it's the truth.
You know what I'm saying? So you gotta hold your shit down wherever you at. And that's what you had to do when you was young anyway. So
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Be you.
You just gotta, come out and do your thing, man.
And staying relevant is just continuing to do what you do. So the minute you step away, mm-hmm. That's when you got to battle with relevance.
I mean, step away from what? You step away from one thing, you move to the next, you know what I'm saying?
But that's not stepping away. When you step away from, like, when you go dormant, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Stepping away, transition is different from stepping away. There's some people that feel like, nah, I don't really got enough to say right now. I don't really know if I connect with these. Like, they overthink it, and they overthink themselves out the game. They don't even make a shot. You know what I mean? They don't shoot their gun.
That's like entertainment. But I think regular people put entertainment values on themselves, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And it's like you not even in the limelight like that. So you know what I'm saying? Just be you, do your
but
thing.
But I see regular people take step away too. And when I don't always mean entertainment. I mean like when you get old, you don't have to go to a wedding just to go to a party. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you could still go to the club. You could go to a different like you could go out and have a good time. Like I know
club
people
you gonna go to, man.
Maybe go to a restaurant.
Go to a restaurant.
There's like dog. There's plenty of little places where they got some nice smooth little music and shit, loungy.
But see, the problem be, well, I mean, at least for me,
because we got kids.
Not that you got kids, but in my youthful era, I only went to the club
to get some ass.
To try to fuck something.
See, but that's the that's when you got to you got to look at things differently.
The club ain't no fun. Like,
but that's a different type of club. Now you go into a club where you bring your lady. This is couples clubs. This ain't sharks. This is y'all just having a good time.
Exactly.
Enjoy the music, sipping wine,
eating.
This ain't
good.
Turn up.
It ain't turn up. You know what I'm saying?
This ain't buy a bottle and grab a thot.
The new club, you know what I'm saying? You at the good restaurant, eating good. You know what I'm saying? You with good friends.
Yeah, have conversations.
Who kids go to school with your kids.
You might still ball out differently. You might go to the concert, but you might get a little box. Or you at least spring for the good ticket.
Yeah, yeah.
You might spring for the good parking because you know damn well
but
you got to be up early.
But see, as a youth, as a live youth,
mm-hmm.
You always recognize every level of live.
Yeah.
So even when I was young going to Daytona, we still in college going to Daytona, it's wild.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it was different levels of cats that was doing it. Like, you might have cats on the beach that was pulling something that was dressed fresh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then you had your cats with the verts that was lined up on the beach, and they had a grill. Yeah. They had good drink. Uh-huh. They had good food, steaks and shit.
Okay.
They was doing it at day level. Then you had cats that was a little older that was doing it harder than them that just had
the RV.
RV or, you know, 4 or 5 rooms connected. So they had all the balconies.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You see them up there like, damn, niggas
killing
doing
it.
That shit from above.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas coming to them. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta look up. You gotta look up to them.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't even in the fray.
Nah, not at all. They above the action.
So, you know what I'm saying? Just from being like that, just looking at it, you just gotta make sure that every level you get to, you fitting in at the place where, you know, feels live for you.
You living.
Yeah,
you living.
And that's the point. You gotta
fucking
never
live.
Stop living.
But that's what I'm saying. There's cats that say, nah, man. Like, I've got, like, family members. I've got friends. Mm-hmm. They get old. And they don't even fucking get old. They get fake old.
Right.
They've been, I got friends of mine that have been so ready to be old since they were young.
Right.
That they starting to get a little old. They embrace all of that shit. They living like an old ass man or woman. And you like, yo, what the fuck? What's going on?
Invested in a cane already.
All types of just old corny shit. And you like, yo, but come on, what's going on? Nah, I leave it to the muse. Word. Some people just feel like they out the game. You gotta live on your level, man.
Yeah, it's always, if you stop living, you start dying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all it is. So,
that's real talk.
So you just gotta stay active in your life. You know what I mean? You ain't got to ball out. You just gotta be living how you live. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Doing it. Just getting out. Doing what you do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Go live, man. You still got a month left of summer. Go live, man. Take some photos. Hashtag own the summer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Living the, what you do this last weekend? Did you own this summer? You do anything cool?
This weekend, what did I do? I guess it wasn't that cool.
I ain't do too much.
I think I was working.
Oh, okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, I was working.
Out there getting that.
I was supposed to go to the beach again, but I had work. I ended up working.
You living a charmed life.
Nah.
So I'm supposed to go to the beach, but I figured I'd go get some money.
Nah, definitely. I figured, you know what I'm saying? You know, I like to keep the, you know, the revenue coming in.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? That's half of owning the summer is making it pop. You know what I'm saying? And making it pop, you got to keep your momentum.
Oh, yeah.
You can't make it pop if your revenue get dry till September unless you stacked it all the way up.
You stacked it all the way up.
And you know what I'm saying? You never want to start back from square one.
You want to have that hand to hand. You want to keep like a monkey ball. You want to go from rung to rung. You don't want to have that anxiety.
You're like, damn it. I feel like, you know, right now it's a good little time where shit is coming. I got, you know, shit moving in different directions. So I want to stay on top of that. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and that's part of the manifesto.
Do you? But you seem to be. I know we talked about this before about ritual and. Mm-hmm. Do you plan vacations? I know because you got a family and all of that. Do you make it a point to? Because I need to start doing that. Like, I wanna. I wanna. Because my lady's like, yo, what do you wanna do? You wanna go on vacation? Where you wanna go? And I'm like, I don't know.
Right.
I mean, I like to go everywhere. Fuck, but I never think about it. But then I was on. On Instagram, and I went hashtag Redwood. I don't know how I got into it. And I realized I always wanted to go to the Redwood Forest. Mm-hmm. I almost went last time I was in San Francisco. But I got to see them. And it might sound corny or shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It might not sound like the most lit thing. But, these fucking Redwoods, they got trees as big that you could drive your car through.
Right.
Them shit's dumb. Like, I got to see that in real life.
No, that's a good thing.
That's the type of, that's how I base my vacations on. I got to see this
close and personal. That's the shit you got to base it on. Me, I was never a planner of vacations and stuff like that. Wasn't part of, you know what I'm saying, growing up, your vacation is this summer, you go to your grandma's house or you go to your auntie house.
Yeah, you get sent away.
You get sent away with your bag full of cutoff shorts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hang out with your cousins and shit.
your 2 pairs of sneakers.
So that recreational vacation wasn't part of a lifestyle. But, you know, as you get grown and you have kids, you want to create these memories and you want to create rituals and you want your family to be able to come back and do things together, you know what I'm saying, ongoing. So now is a time we starting to think of that. And that's part of, you know what I'm saying, getting excited for the summer and understanding, okay, we're going to do these things and we're going to do these things. And then, you know, we grow from there. I still ain't on the full-fledged, you know, we going to Paris, all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when I want to check that out.
Too. When you, you know, shit, when you five, you got three kids, y'all five deep. You know what I'm saying? Your plan ain't got to be immaculate.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can imagine.
You just can't be on no, hey.
Where would you like to go? If
not
you go
yet,
anywhere.
Yeah, I ain't in that position to do that yet.
Yeah, you'll be there. But if you could go anywhere, like right now, if you had a summer, take one more trip, where would you
I would
go?
Like to take my kids to the continent of Africa. You know what I'm saying?
What part? Yeah. Where would you go?
When you ain't never been, yeah. You act like that shit just small. Like
you think go, you could run it in a weekend?
I'm gonna go to Atlanta, then I'm gonna go to Miami. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you want to go to the West,
mm-hmm. get a drink out in Cape Town.
You know what I'm saying? Then you want to go to South Africa because you heard how cosmopolitan it is.
It's popping. And then Table Mountain.
Then I want to go over to the East and see the Ethiopian area, cradle of civilization. You know what I'm saying? And
gotta go to Egypt.
You know what I'm saying? Then you gotta
swing
go to
past
Egypt. Like that's the whole continent.
What about Zimbabwe? It's just great to say we went to Zimbabwe.
We get to the Congo.
You know what I mean? Was in the Congo kicking it?
Catch some malaria.
You know what
son?
I'm saying? Caught a little light case of malaria. Cough that off. Next thing you know, we in Tunisia.
You know what I'm saying?
In Tunisia,
so,
whatever.
So in your mind, you think it's like that, but then you look at that map, you're like, shit.
Nah, and you gotta stick to one. Enjoy yourself. Take a lot of photos.
So you know what I'm saying?
You had to pick one. And I've been thinking about doing an Africa look too.
If I had to pick one, I figure we'll probably do Ethiopia first because we got a lot of friends that go.
That go to Ethiopia. So you got a little layout.
We got a little layout, you know what I'm saying? A little welcome mat.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So probably do that first.
I got that in Nigeria, I think, but I heard it's wild out there. I got my homeboy from Nigeria. He's Nigerian. He go out there. He was like, it's not time for you to go yet. He hit me with that. He was like, I'm trying to set it up. So I have my peoples come out there, but it's a little wild out there.
It's not that time.
Yeah, it's not. You might need a Sherpa. We short staff. So why don't you take it to Table Mountain or something like that?
You know what I'm saying? Real cosmopolitan.
This is very ignorant as hell, but I got to be honest with you. It's a fair mind. Not a super fair, but it's crossed my mind. But I've been scared to go to Africa because I'm scared I might not be able to come back. I don't know. I just feel like they fronting on niggas all over the world. And I feel like America, man, they tricky with this whole black shit. And they might be like, nah, fam, you got to chill.
Well, that's anywhere I go out of the country. You come back, boy, I get helped the fuck up.
You right.
I get helped up.
Ali Muhammad, the most non-TSA ass name ever.
I'm like, yeah. Hey, I
mean, Ali fuck TSA Muhammad.
You come in, you like, you coming home, you going to the other country, you in smooth. Mm-hmm. You come home, it'd be America. two-hour wait.
High post.
You know what I'm saying? Your bag be out there lonely. Everybody you came with already gone. Like, hey, we going to catch up with you.
Oh, man.
You can't even say a proper goodbye.
Damn.
Like, it was a good time, y'all. All right.
Yo, but let's talk about, I know you was watching Power this weekend.
Yeah, I caught up. I did some binge watching on Power.
Oh, binge? What, you caught the whole second season?
Yeah, I caught, I was on episode 2 of season 2. Okay. So I went ahead and caught up, you know what I'm saying, episode 6.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about a few
power
things.
Power, I like Power.
Oh, I like Power. I like Powell because I really get invested in these characters.
Right,
I'm really
right.
kind of upset with Tommy. I need him to get his shit together. I'm a little upset with Ghost. The fuck is you doing, Ghost?
You're a little upset with everybody on that motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't fuck with Holly. Like, come on, man.
Everybody in love.
Mm-hmm. Everybody in love or they fucked up through love. Their love is killing them.
Everybody fucked up in love except for Kanan.
Love is the true power. Yeah, yeah.
He manipulating everybody that's in love.
Yeah. Oh, his son Dwayne Wade.
Oh, Dwayne. No, that
don't even like Dwayne Wade.
When it was fucked up when he got with Lala, right?
Uh huh.
And he was like, "Damn, Carmelo's wife looked like she with Dwayne Wade in this bitch. This looks crazy."
That's funny as shit. Yeah, he going through the whole stack, the whole cash.
He getting in, and it's interesting because you know what I'm saying? The way they, you know, the sex scenes have been progressing in the last couple of years.
Don't watch it with your grandmother.
Especially like with, you know, Scandal. You know, they up the ante on network TV.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
What they do?
I mean, it was just, you know, they got real.
Toes in the mouth.
No, you know, they do it real quick. They do a lot of stuff real quick, so you don't see a whole lot because it's network.
But you almost see everything.
Okay. They put a lot of scenarios in that's very not network TV. They push the boundaries. So I think they stepped it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, like How to Get Away with Murder, they threw a lot of gay, pushing the boundary sex scenes in there. You know what I'm saying? So with Power, you know what I'm saying? I've seen a few things on there that, you know what I'm saying, I never seen on TV.
Such
like Sean when he got with Tasha.
Sean Dwayne Wade?
Dwayne Wade when
you
he got
all in, you
with
know,
Tasha.
Okay, shit. I know Tasha.
You know what I'm saying?
What's Lala's name? What's Lala's name?
Okay. Lala.
But you know Dwayne Wade with Sean. I call him Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade got with
when he got with Tasha, one, you know what I'm saying, she jumped out there, he sucked the titties.
He sucked them both. He gave both of them. He did like, some of my work.
I never seen. I don't think
individual.
I don't even think I seen nobody suck titties on a porn.
Oh well,
you had they suck titties. Hey, I ain't no porn connoisseur, but I don't think I ever recall.
I mean, that's a very sensual act. You don't see it as often, but right. Yeah, they were sucking. Notorious titties been in like all through her IMDb. Her titties
they been
like,
sucked?
Yes.
Really?
I mean, I don't know if they've been sucked, but they've been in the world.
No, I'm saying they've been in the world. I ain't talking about the titties.
You talking about the act of sucking titties.
The act of a dude putting a mouth on a titty on a TV.
I mean, it's interesting.
I ain't never seen it.
Titty sucking. Let's talk about that. Now, I remember when I first came in the game, first time I lost my virginity, I was so into titties. I sucked this girl titties about 20 minutes before I realized there was more to do. And she had to tell me, you know, it's more you can get to. Love with these titties. Anyway, her titties.
Titty sucking is a good thing.
Titty sucking.
Especially when it's responsive titties.
Oh, yeah. When
they respond, you know what I'm saying? So that's always a good thing. But to see it on TV.
Jaded nipples. Jaded areola don't feel nothing. Coldest winter ever.
You know, them titties be the first thing you see. I grew up in the house with a collection of National Geographic. So,
okay.
So, you know.
So you seen them. You seen them in every form.
That was your first little exposure.
That and Shaka Zulu.
Shout out to Shaka Zulu. But so, you know. That was one thing. But then another thing that's in the lexicon of, you know what I'm saying, getting some.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just coming up, you know, when you're rushing and you're doing things in a rush. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ain't never seen nobody pull the panties to the side.
You did
on
a pull
TV.
The panties. Yeah, I saw that.
She pulled it to the side.
Did she do
it? Yeah,
okay.
She did. She was like, that's well, how I usually go down.
Yeah. this is what took me out of it, though. Her panties was a big panty. It was like a swim trunk. It was a little bit like it was a little thick. It was like the type of certain panties, like a lace, you can pull it to the side. It's gonna stay obedient. That thick ass fucking elastic on that shit is gonna give you some trouble. You got to take that all the way up. These are almost like some shorts.
Blame it on the costume director.
Okay, yeah, I was just like, damn.
But it was very progressive, though.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? They showed the pull to the side because it's been referenced on raps and shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's out there. You know, you experience it in real life. They actually putting some real shit in there.
They going for it, man. They trying. I mean, they going where Empire can't.
No doubt.
That's what they're trying to exploit. They're like, you know what? I mean, they're both great shows, but whereas Empire is kind of like the Fantasy Island, of the game, Empire is a little bit more like gritty.
It's serious. It's serious. Yeah. And, you know, it has a certain texture that you had to get into.
Stars is good for that. Stars is trying to creep up on Cinemax when it comes to that.
I ain't never seen nothing on Stars.
I'd heard about Stars. I heard about there's a show called Black Sails. Mm-hmm. I think that's on Stars. And I want to say, wasn't there, was it Spartacus? Or there was some type of weird show that was super about sex and violence. Like, it was like old school Greek sex mythology. You know what I mean? Like, and it was nothing but motherfuckers.
Any old
yeah,
kind of way.
Exactly. So it was like they was pushing that boundary strong. They coming up on Cinemax. Because Cinemax is really just known for Skinemax at this point.
Right. They've been on that.
They've been like the porno premium.
That's that cable channel your mother never got.
Yeah. Yeah. But now Stars is kind of like, it's they girly hard on the black programming.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think they see opportunity.
Yeah, they're trying to do it.
Like, they got good.
They got some good shit over there. Not just black shit, too, because my lady likes that Outlander, which I hear is pretty good. I fuck with Survivor's Remorse, which is, I'm ready for that to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Power is excellent, you know.
No doubt.
Wish I could say the same thing about True Detective. That shit has been trash. Oh, man. Have you been following it, Chris?
I'm like 2.5 episodes into the second season.
Oh, man. Oh. I just don't understand what they're trying to do, man. They're trying to do too many things, and they don't. It's just, it's like all over the place.
Mm.
It's all over the place. It is slow, and it's like, yo, what the fuck is going on? I'm bugged out off of this one. I'm really bugged out. Like, damn, this is what they're doing? They got 3 episodes left, I think.
Did you watch? No, I think they're doing 8 episodes. Oh, no, yeah,
like,
so right. So they're
like 2-3 episodes left.
Did you watch the first season?
Yeah, I liked the first season, but the first season was slow until like that first. That gun battle in the projects where they did that one long shot.
Well, I haven't seen the first season either.
Oh, well, thanks for, I just fucked it up for you and our listeners who haven't seen the first. But I thought after this last episode, there was a crazy gun battle after this last. I was like, okay, maybe that becomes their thing.
Mm-hmm.
The gun battle becomes the point of, okay, now we about to turn up. Nah, it's still kind of lukewarm on me. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, that's what it is, man.
No doubt.
What else we want to talk about? Shaq and fucking Scottie Pippen going at it. I love it. Shaq, they having beef because Shaq put up an Instagram photo saying the top 5 Lakers would have spanked the top 5 Bulls. And I think Scottie Pippen felt the way.
And he replied. You
replied with a picture of him and Jordan, like, smoking cigars with, you know.
But they had the 3-peat shirt on.
Yeah, 3-peat shirts on and all of that. And then Shaq went to work on him. Shaq, first he put his face, the Scottie Pippen face, on a sidekick, which was hilarious. Then he put Scottie Pippen's face on a fiddle. He said, you'll always be second fiddle to me. But then Scottie put out like a photo of him with everybody that he's played with.
Played sidekick too.
Yeah.
You know.
2 questions on that. 1, who's better, Shaq or Scottie?
2 different types of players.
It's 2 totally different.
Shaq dominated his position. Scottie, you know what I'm saying, had a great run with his with what he did. You know what I'm saying?
What he do?
He played second fiddle.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about second fiddle. Is there honor in second fiddle?
Hell yeah. Cause,
go ahead.
Because, you know what I'm saying, you still were on one of the greatest teams, you know what I'm saying, ever to do it. You know what I mean? You still played your part. You participated. And you probably, you know what I'm saying, influenced the game more than we could see from the outside.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You played an important role to the greatest player that did it in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so shit. What's there to be dishonored about in that?
Yeah. And you second compared to, like you said, the greatest player. And it's only second. Like, it's not like you're not good.
Right.
You're second. So, but there is something to, you know, people look at the greatest,
mm-hmm.
and then if there's the greatest, this motherfucker that's just great. He ain't the greatest. That's right next to. They had to be witnessing all of this greatness, but working just as hard to stay great. Because there's plenty of famous second fiddles. Who do you think is a second fiddle in the game?
I mean, there's a lot of people.
And is that fucked up to say?
Yeah, you know? I mean, it depends on how you say it, and if you say it with any type of malice.
I ain't trying to be, this is that shit, man. This is that hip hop shit.
Well, you know,
we
I mean, just like
about our tones,
it's like
and shit. We'd be
Venus,
talking.
Venus and Serena.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Venus was top dog for a long time. Then Serena came through. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now history gonna write Venus as the second fiddle sister.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Or anybody else thinking?
I mean, who you thinking?
Look at Big Boy and Andre.
Big Boy and Dre?
I mean, who's second fiddle in there?
You said it.
Who? Oh, we doing it. That's mean, the name of this podcast. You said it. I just feel like, listen, Big
Man,
Boy and Dre are
you
both
already
dope.
Know.
Big Boy and Dre are both dope, but it's like, Dre is that, like, it's something about, Dre, shit is a little better. It's even like with Prodigy and Havoc. I fuck with Mobb Deep.
Right.
But it's like when P get on that mic, it's like, okay, it's a different thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's not shitting on the cat that, you know, you held your own.
Right.
And if you was in an independent situation, you would probably, you know, maybe shine a little brighter or maybe not. Who knows? Right. But you could probably rip a bunch of motherfuckers in the playing field, but the only thing is that you happen to be, you happen to be standing next to somebody that's significantly, or a little, at least people point to them and say, I fuck with this person more.
Right. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, you know, all this shit take units, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it was a time, like, you know, like late 80s, 90s, where everybody had to be the man, you know what I'm saying? Everybody wanted to be, and everybody ain't fit to be the man, you know what I'm saying?
You think it's just 80s and
90s? I mean, just
hip hop.
And just in culture, not okay. Just hip hop, like in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Everybody wanted to be that dude from, you know what I'm saying, that everybody hollering their name. Nobody wanted to be the lieutenant, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to be that dude. And yeah. So, you know, you had all these different, you know, the game, you know, kind of got kind of splintered into this thing where it was all these one-man shows, and, you know, and you didn't really see the crews, like groups in hip-hop stop being groups. It wasn't that many Wu-Tangs after Wu-Tang. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You got, shit, Kaz was one of the last groups.
Yeah, I mean, you know I guess saying? So. Kind of slowed down.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody wanted to be
the man. I think it's harder to be in a duo than it is to be in a group.
Right.
Because then you compare directly to somebody else. If you were in the group, you don't always compare Capadonna to Method Man. You're like, it's a bunch of motherfuckers.
Right.
You know what I mean? But when it's like, it's you and Prodigy, we got to pick one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If it's Big Boy versus Dre, we got to pick one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to think who else. Who else is in that? And it'll have to just be limited to rap, though.
The Jackson 5. They play four second fiddles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's Beyonce and Destiny's Child. If you wanna
Beyonce
do that.
And Destiny's Child. You know what I'm saying? Candy and Escape. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Hey.
It is what it is. That's, I mean, it's still some. It's honoring that it's because you. It's honoring that in the way that. You bring something to the table, one. Mm-hmm. You are.
And it's I'm going to take it back to an old Ghost thing. You know what I'm saying? Even when Wu-Tang was popping, and then, you know what I'm saying, Method Man was like the standout cat at mm-hmm. one point.
Mm-hmm.
And then that movie The Show came out
mm-hmm.
when it was, you know, behind the scenes. And you seen them on the plane, on the bus or the plane or whatever they was on, and Method Man was standing up, you know, kind of, you know, you know, he was doing his thing for the cameras, and then it was Ray and Ghost sitting up in a different seat, and then Ghost got up like, man, sit your ass down, man. You always showing out for the camera. You know, you ain't, you know what I'm saying, little nigga, you want shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Basically, you could see the pecking order in real life as opposed to how we perceived it as an audience.
Put together.
It was like, damn, they just sunned him. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just sunned the shit out of Meth.
Oh, man.
And Meth couldn't say nothing. So you really got to see who was really, you know, in the pecking order in real life, how it went down. So a lot of times what you see ain't always what it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might be top dog in everybody's
in
eyes,
eye.
But then behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying, you might get, you know, a lot of energy and inspiration from that sidekick or that second fiddle person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They I mean, there's definitely a reason for them there. That's what I'm just saying. It's just unfortunate that, you know, they get compared to someone, you know. It's just unfortunate. It's just the cost of the equation.
Right.
Somebody got to be on the bottom of the situation. Like, everybody can't be the number one guy. Somebody got to be number two.
No doubt. I mean, like, in the public eye, back in the day, before it really got known, like, when it was first coming up, it was like Puff was, you know what I'm saying, the sidekick to everybody. To Mary J, you know what I'm saying, to Jodeci, to, you know what I'm saying, to Big, you know what I'm saying? But that's, you know, he carved out that space. But then at the end of the day, he was, you know, he was the one puppeteering the situation until it got to a point where he could just stand out in front on his own.
And got all the money.
And then Mace had to take on the second fiddle role
with a number two jersey.
Number two,
check your own video, you'll always be number two. Ah, anyway, man.
Ah, shit, crack.
Ah, shit, man. You got anything else you want to talk about before we get up out of here?
Hey, man, you know, every Thing easy over here, man.
Oh, okay, cool motherfucker.
You know, that's how I'm gonna age. I'm gonna age cool. I'm gonna stay cool. I don't give a fuck. I ain't gotta be the liveest nigga, but I'm gonna be cool. I'm gonna be
cool every year.
Cause you see Dr. J age gracefully.
He cool than a motherfucker.
Jordan ain't doing so well with his age.
I don't know what's going on. Jordan looking crazy. Jordan looks sicker than Magic Johnson. Look at his eyes. I don't know what it is. But I don't know. I think the thing about Jordan is he still wants to be in the fray.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because he feel like he can.
Because he feel like he can. And quietly, Jordan's the only motherfucker that could prove to you that Jordan can't. You know what I mean? Like... Everybody, most people will say, I don't know. Like Jordan will say, I'm thinking about coming back at 50. And for any other athlete, people be like, get the fuck out of here.
Right.
But there's so much fan, and even the most studied sports fan, they be like, I ain't gonna lie, I could watch at least two quarters.
You gonna watch it.
50-year-old Jordan just to see if he could do it.
He gonna give you a good effort and make it look good.
I think
he probably had to tap out after the first quarter. Ooh,
probably.
Come back in the fourth.
Probably come back in the fourth and do some Jordan shit in the fourth. Imagine that shit. Shut it down at 51. Score 51 on purpose.
He might not score 51.
Imagine that shit.
He might still hit 29.
Nigga, if
that.
Jordan ever came back in his 50s and scored 51, old niggas would never take their rightful place in off to the side. Niggas would be like, hold up. I got one in me. I got a fourth quarter in me.
No doubt.
Anyway, man. Where can they find you this week, man?
You can find me on Mr. Muhammad on all social medias. You know what I'm saying? Catch me on the fan page, man. Subscribe to the conversation. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. we always there.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm going to be at the Stand tonight. I think 9 o'clock. I'm at the Stand tonight. You check it out. Stand NYC 20th and 3rd. I'm also going to be at the Harlem Black Theater on Saturday the 25th. Check that out. Be at the Stand on Sunday as well, and a good Monday. So check that out, man. And as also, you know, tomorrow night, check me out on Not Exactly News, man. We love the support. Keep watching the show, man. That's it right now, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Get in the conversation. We out.
Holla.
Yeah, so, you know, we got somebody in the conversation from an undisclosed location. Who do I have on the phone?
You have El Capitan Vladimir Camaño.
What's good? What's poppin' with you?
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. I'm up here in international location, man.
Before we even find out for what, I just got to know, what you got on your feet right now?
I got on a pair of, actually, you're going to laugh, dude. I got a pair of shell toe Adidas on.
All right. Did you bring it across the border, or did you just
wait? Yeah, yo, I got my Jordans, my Lovins, the Georgetown boys.
Okay.
But then I also got, you're going to laugh, I got some old British Knights.
All right. You're some
brand. Yeah, I got them brand new, some old throwback British Knights. I saw them at the other day, and I copped them.
Some throwback British Knights. Interesting. So what's the deal? Where you at, man? Tell us what's going on. In the conversation today?
I'm not the conversation today because I'm actually selected to perform at the Just for Laughs comedy festival in the New Faces showcase.
Wow.
It's a big deal, man.
So you're in 2015 Montreal Just for Laughs Festival, new face?
Yeah, I'm a new face. So, you know, every year the industry puts together a list of people that they think are the new up-and-coming people to watch in the comedy game.
Oh, shit.
And it's a very, very competitive, you know, selection. They do a huge audition process. And, you know, it's crazy because, you know, you did it 2 years ago.
A couple years ago, yes. But go ahead. Are you in the comedy Illuminati? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, man. I'm in the comedy Illuminati. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the I'm in the select few. It's a big honor. I mean, you know, just to give the context, Chappelle is up there this week. He's doing a whole week of shows out there. Kevin Hart, I think three shows up there.
Oh shit! That sounds crazy.
Yeah, man.
Well, congratulations from us at In the Conversation, myself, Chris on the boards, Young Muhammad, man. We are very proud of you, man. This is a big fucking deal. You out there? You owning the summer? This is a big look. How you feel going into it?
I'm just so excited, man. My dad's gonna drop me off at the airport. You know, my dad is gonna pick me up at the airport when I get back. You know what I mean?
Okay. Right.
And I just hope I don't shed a little tear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. We'll take a bunch of photos, man. And I'm definitely want to hear that recap when you come back in studio.
Yeah, man. And I hate to get tender, man. I just want to say, thank you for everything, dog. You know, we've been on this comedy journey for quite a while together. And definitely, always appreciate working with you and, you know, everything we're trying to work on and just getting funny.
All right, well, stop crying and wipe your eye. We appreciate it. Nah, good looking out, man. I'm proud, man. This is a big deal, man. In the conversation, we going hard out here, man. Rock that shit and let us know how it is when you come back, man.
You got it, brother. No doubt, man. Thank you.
No doubt, man. Peace. We out.